Apparently Joe was born in a barn. Come in the studio and leave and doesn't shut the door. Is that what you? You were born in a barn.
All right, David Rocchio, Jesus.
Is that what your dad says? That is kind of a dad saying.
Not only that, it's a dad born before 1965 saying. Like if you know that saying, it's because your parents are baby boomer. Bottom line,
yeah,
flat out. If you know that saying, it is because your parents are a baby boomer.
That's right up there with
boom.
You make a better door than a window.
And literally, oh my God, did I hear that? You make a better door than a window. Oh man, that's a good one. Oh, and then of course, I don't know. See, this one's not necessarily the baby boomer, but obviously the classic one. I brought you into this world.
I can take you out. Yeah,
those are three favorites in the Rocchio household.
And which one did you hear the most? Probably you make a better door than a window.
Because
I can see you like standing in front of the TV wanting to get your parents' attention about something.
No,
and he's trying to watch.
It
you know,
probably an even distribution between I brought you into this world, I can take you out, and you make a better door than the window. Probably an even distribution.
Those like tied for first.
Yeah,
Tony La Russa would say.
Yeah, my parents were big fans of the "I brought you into this world, I can take you out" ones. My mom did not. My mom had never once like winced away from using that line. If it pops into her brain, it's coming.
The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kemner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, your next one can be found at Bellman Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck? Here's a great offer from Bellman. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off. But that's not all. At Bellman, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, Ruger pistol, or Savage Axis Camel rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Bellman Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri, BellmanCDJR.com. Rocchio and I have been talking about game four last night. Jim's on the phone?
It was game three, though.
Game three.
If it was game four, it would be over.
I get it. Yeah, you're right. That's game four is tomorrow night, and I think you're right. That is when it's going to be over. But joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is our friend Jim. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm great, man. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it very much.
Always will, sir. You know that.
I know that, man. I'm going to get on top of my pedestal and talk for a moment real quick. I was listening to some of the other radio people in this town, and they kind of cracked me up. They said something about there's no way Mike Matheny will be disposed of as a manager, that the DeWitts are patient people. He just signed a 3-year extension. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the DeWitts don't want to throw that kind of money away. Well, you know what? If you release Johnny Peralta, I guarantee what you have to pay what's left on that contract probably might be fairly close to what you'd have to pay 3 years for Mike Matheny.
Yeah, I think about the same. You're right.
And the other thing that cracks me up, too, is this. Let's be honest with you, Matt. If they start drawing 21 or 22,000 people down that ballpark because they play so poorly and that product is so bad, you know what that means also, too, Matt? That means that 2 or 3,000 less people go over to Ballpark Village. You know what? That pot feeds everybody. And then, you know, I understand the TV contract, but, you know, the money, too, that comes from Ballpark Village, the money that comes from people attending games and buying hot dogs, soft drinks, et cetera. If that goes down, you can't tell me they won't make a change. The DeWitts won't be that patient. And then again, too, is this. Everybody says if Mike Matheny's not to blame, well, then what is it? Is it Mr. Mosalock? Who it is? I'm going to hang up, get a quick comment from you guys. Thanks for taking my call again. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Jim. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what kind of crowd they're going to get at Busch Stadium this weekend. And see how sparse it's going to be. I'm going to the game on Saturday, and I'll know firsthand on what the crowd's going to look like. But you're right. I don't think it's necessarily maybe the loss of the money, but even the bad optic of empty seats at Busch Stadium. I think that the DeWitts are not going to be happy with that either. And who's to blame? Is it Is it John Mozeliak? Is it Mike Matheny? Is it the players? I would say there's enough blame to go around. Mozeliak put this roster together. Matheny puts a lineup together and fields the team and the players they have to play. There's plenty of things that Mike Matheny does wrong, and right now everything he does do, even if you agree with it or not, it seems to be misfiring. I think that he is going to be here, though. I don't think they're going to get rid of him. I think they like him a lot. They see him as a quote-unquote leader of men. I'm just wondering if his leadership, if what he's saying in that locker room, I'm just wondering if it's falling on deaf ears. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and D joins us. Good evening, D. How are you, sir? D is no longer there. Yep, maybe that's probably D calling back in. Every once in a while, we get a drop call like that. Let's see if it's D. Yep. Is that D? All right. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and D joins us. Good evening, D. How are you, sir?
Hey, good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well, my friend. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, it's a whole lot, but I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll say we'll start with the NBA. There was somebody that was calling your show and other shows talking about how bad my Golden State Warriors is going to get their tail handed to them. And I have yet to see them lose a game in these playoffs yet.
And I don't think they're going to, D. I think they're gonna complete the 16-0, the faux tomorrow.
I don't think so. I want it as bad as I want it. I think money speaks louder than the historic value of that game being a sweep tomorrow. I just think that it's more intriguing to see, especially behind what Cleveland did last year. And coming back from that 3-1 deficit to win, it gives it more storyline, makes it more intriguing, and it really solidifies the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors as the two rival teams of, the Fakers and the Celtics was back when they were having their little head ups. Also, I want to talk about the Cardinals real quick because I know I got to hurry up and get off here. I think you just said it. And I don't think it could have been said any better. Plenty of blame to go around. The person who put the team together to the person who manages the team to the players themselves. Everybody needs to step their game up and start acting like grown men, stop whining like little girls.
You're right. It's just that simple. These are paid professionals. They know how to play the game of baseball. And I have idea why they have the base running lapses. I don't know why they have the defensive lapses the way they do. It was a lack of mental concentration. I don't know. I mean, I know Mike Matheny, he seems to be kind of like in the same mood and the same emotion the entire time. I don't know if he needs to start screaming at these guys, making it a little bit more of a public scene and embarrassing them in front of everybody, if that's going to get their attention. I'm not sure what it is, but, I mean, if you're Mike Matheny, you got to be out of options. What you're doing over and over and over again isn't working.
Right. And when you said that you think he lost the locker room, I don't think that he lost the locker room. I think these guys will go to bat for him no matter what. I think it's just that they're in a slump, and every team goes through this. And with the guys who we thought were going to be kind of cornerstones, they haven't fulfilled their duties yet. But you got to realize we still got a lot of second and third year players. We got a good mixture of players. They just got to gel. They got to gel, and they got to do it fast.
They do, and it seems like they have a lot of players that are hitting slumps all the exact same time. The only player who really isn't slumping is Jed Jerko. Jed Jerko has been fantastic. But, Dexter Fowler, he's been streaky. He's got some games where he's going to be, 3-for-4, 2-for-5, something like that. He's going to have a couple of knocks, and then the next day he'll have the golden sombrero. He'll go 0-for-4. He's got to be a little more consistent. I think that shoulder injury that he suffered, what was it, a little over a month ago when he dove out in the outfield, I think that's kind of been lingering with him the entire time. But you're needing for him to get on base. And Matt Carpenter, for some reason, has got to get over that mental hurdle that unless he's batting leadoff, that he can't bat. I don't know if he's got to see a sports psychologist or what he's got to do. But, I mean, if you have Dexter Fowler, who you gave that big contract to, and if you have Dexter Fowler who's not comfortable batting anything other than leadoff, and you have Matt Carpenter not batting comfortable batting other than leadoff, I don't know what you're going to do. Who bats one and who bats two?
Well, I like both of those guys. But Carpenter, I think you should have him there because I think Fowler would be better it better suited in that second spot. So if Carpenter doesn't get on, Fowler can get on it, and our cleanup is there to do what he has to do.
Sure.
That's how I look at it. Yeah. But something real quick before I get off her.
Go ahead.
Question for you and Rocchio. Are the San Antonio Spurs better than the Cleveland Cavaliers? And the reason why I'm asking this is because I heard all of this when Kawhi Leonard went down. Oh, how does the series change, so forth and so on. Well, we're playing with LeBron on the field, on the court, and we're beating him. So which is the better of the two teams? You guys have a good one.
Appreciate
and
it, D.
You know how I feel. Death to the Cavaliers.
Yeah, D's been enjoying the past three games. I think that the Cleveland Cavaliers are better than San Antonio, at least their roster is, because you have a great player in Kawhi Leonard, and I think LaMarcus Aldridge is just okay. Kyrie Irving is a killer, and Kevin Love, do I like Kevin Love better than LaMarcus Aldridge? Am I really going to say that? Man, I don't know. I don't know if I can bring myself to say it. I don't know if I can bring myself to say it, Rock. Kevin Love is better than LaMarcus Aldridge. There, I said it. I'm not sure how much I believe it, but there, I said it. Special thanks to Bob Nightingale, Sean Rourke, and Peter Vesci for joining us this evening. Going to have a great show tomorrow night as well. Charlie Tuna's up next. We are on a 22-hour break. Everybody have a great night. Right here, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.